The crew of the Back to the Bay project is rigging a wooden double-ender with a sprit sail in No More's parking lot on Pioneer Avenue in Homer. Bumpo Bremaker is splicing line to make loops to hold the rings that will secure the sail, while Dave Seaman explains.
Splicing up some eye splices in the sheet attachment point on the sail. John Bribey, a nautical historian in Alaska, wrote a little pamphlet called Rigging the Bristol Bay Double Ender. In it are photos of various parts of the sail and rigging, which we've approximated as best we can.
This year, the boat is on a trailer preparing to sail down Homer's 4th of July parade route. Next year, they hope to put out from Homer Harbor, travel under sail west across Cook Inlet to Williamsport. Then, they'll take the 26-mile portage to Illiamna Lake, sail the lake and the Quijack River, visiting a series of villages on the way to their destination. Fishtival 2022 in Naknek. The trip should take about 2 weeks. The route covers about 200 miles. Tim Troll is working to restore the boat. He's also the executive director of the Bristol Bay Heritage Land Trust, a sponsor of the project. Troll says this vessel is one of a very few boats of its kind that have been restored to original specs and are still seaworthy.
There are really only three of these that I know of. So there's one at the Wooden Boat Center in Seattle, and there's one restoring in Blaine. But they have so totally had to replace so much wood on it that they're virtually new boats.
That isn't the case on this boat. A 29-foot-long wooden double-ender with a 9-foot beam and a 23-foot mast. It's made of yellow cedar planks with ribs of white oak. Seaman says the boat was converted for engine power back in the 50s. By the time Seaman got the boat, the conversion had been taken out and the boat put back to original specifications.
They had the centerboards taken out, they had a cuddy cabin plywood on the bow, and they had engines mounted way up forward. And when this boat got to Homer, they put the centerboard back in. It's beautiful work. Thwarts and everything are in approximately the same place. It's a spirit of tradition boat. It's not absolutely perfect to the day, but it's as much as we could make it.
Painted on the bow is L, McN, and L. That stands for Libby McNeil Libby. The cannery where this set of double-enders were commissioned and sold. From the late 1800s to the mid-1950s, these sailboats carried two fishermen setting and hauling salmon to the Libby Cannery. Troll reads from his book, A History of Fishing in Bristol Bay, and finds a quote from Al Andre.
Many fishermen referred to them as barnacle boxes. However, they were marvelous for packing a big load of fish. I've seen 3,000 fish that averaged close to 6 pounds each come out of a packer's boat. And that was Al Andre, and you know, Al used to live here.
In 1951, powerboats became legal to use in Bristol Bay. Some of these double-enders were modified for power, some were warehoused, but many were destroyed or abandoned to rot. This boat came to Homer from Bristol Bay in 1979 as part of a fleet of eight. Dave Seaman bought it about 10 years ago and started restoring.
I had my eye on this boat from Dan Verhuizen. Dan rescued it from Bear Cove. It had fallen off its grid and punched a hole in the side. He paid me to fix it up and then sold it to me later for what he had in it.
The mast comes down, the sprit sail is set, a four-sided sail that is supported by the mast at its highest point and by a diagonally running spar known as the sprit. The foot of the sail is secured to a boom. Post-parade, the mast comes down, the sail comes off, the vessel goes back to the shop, and work continues for another year. The original target for launch was July 5th of 2020, but pandemic lockdowns and mitigation measures warranted a change of plans. The extra year of work looks good on this vessel. There is practically no end to the time and money that a wooden boat, almost 100 years old, can demand to remain seaworthy. To help fund the project, Bristol Bay Heritage Land Trust is taking donations, and Nomar is selling branded shirts, Tim Troll's book, Sailing for Salmon, The Early Years of Commercial Fishing in Alaska's Bristol Bay. And they're fundraising by selling traditional white Bristol Bay fishing caps. From Nomar's parking lot and temporary boatyard, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.